Let's visit about it. Let's make sure people know about that big game tonight. I don't know anybody better to talk to than the boss when it comes to UND Athletics, and that's Bill Chaves. Bill, good to have you back on News and Views.
Hey, Joel, how you doing today?
No, I'd rather be the athletic director of the University of North Dakota today. I mean, you're going to have good seats tonight, bud. Are you even going to be at the game with everything you've got going on?
Yeah, we're good. Although it will be a, tight quarters tonight. So it will be a, it'll be an electric atmosphere for sure. But boy, it's going to, we're going to be shoehorning some people into this venue tonight.
It's that time of year. You've got to be pretty proud of this hockey program. I know that wins aren't guaranteed, and I know that tomorrow we might be kicking pebbles. But for this year, that has been exciting and fun season for you.
Yeah, I think our guys, if you really think about it, Joel, it was kind of interesting. From what we've determined, I think we were the first team in the country ever to replace their entire defensive core and their goalie. And so at the end of the day, if you think back to when we dropped the puck in early October, you kind of didn't know what was going to transpire. And really from right out of the gate, we had an 8-2-1 or 9-2-1 non-conference season and got us on the right foot. And that was important for pairwise points and all of those types of things. And the team has really done a good job, pretty much wire to wire. And, to win a Penrose Cup after, 24 tough games in the NCHC and win it for the fourth time in 5 years, that's pretty impressive.
See, to me, one of the things I'm looking at tonight, there was always that debate about, some of the natural rivalries years ago that went away, yeah. Wisconsin, the Gophers, that type of thing, and how, everybody looked at conferences. The conference you're in has kind of become pretty dominant. I mean, it really has. The Big Ten must take stand up and take note of that.
Yeah, well, it's been impressive in the 11th year now that when the NCHC was formed. I mean, obviously, multitude of national champions, and really 1 through 8 it's just a gauntlet. And it's not to say that the Big Ten 1 through 7, isn't difficult as well. I mean, obviously it is. It just seems like over the last several years, it's just. It's a tough 24-game schedule, and I think it gets you ready. It really does. And, we saw it last night, yesterday with the first round of the tournament, outside of pretty much the BU game, it always comes down to a goal, doesn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. I was visiting with a good friend. Actually, I was at my granddaughter's first communion last night, and her grandpa on the dad's side, he was talking to me, and he was talking about that game. And how exciting it was to go 2 overtimes. And I would say the way he this is a baseball, basketball kind of a grandpa, right? And he was just excited about that college hockey game.
Yeah, and it's probably we're going to see two outstanding games here in this regional. The first one, Michigan State and Western Michigan, will be, a battle. And again, that's another NCHC Big Ten matchup. And then, of course, us at 7:30 tonight on ESPNU and ESPN Plus. And so, yeah, it'll be amazing when you've got two programs coming out that have 17 national titles between the two of them. It's pretty special.
Bill, does the NCAA have it right? And I know that's dangerous turf for you. You're part of all of that. But, for people like me, I'd rather be on a road going down to Sioux Falls, obviously. Or are we just spoiled? Does the NCAA have it right when it comes to college hockey?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I've had, a lot of discussions, over the last several years. And I don't know. I think I'm in the camp where I would love that if teams earned their way to having a home environment, I think that would be the best for the game. I'll be honest with you. I think neutral sites, the only other sport, Joel, that really does neutral sites in rounds is the men's basketball tournament. All other sports go to home sites, and that's going to include, and I know this has nothing to do with the NCAA, but the CFP, when they expand out to 12 teams this year, they're going to go to home sites too, until they get to like the semis or the championship. I think we're there. I think that's where we need to go, because what's crazy to me is you could go to a rink in January or February and people are hanging off the chandeliers. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. But then you go to sometimes a sterile regional, and that's not awesome. It's just not, you know, what I think these guys, you know, should be playing in front of. Now, it won't be that way tonight. And I think Sioux Falls had a pretty good crowd last night. Springfield was pretty good. I don't know how it's going to look in Providence today, but I don't know. I think I'm more into the home sites. That's at least what I'm going to be at least pushing for behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I really do. First off, in many of the cases, you earned it. Second off, you should go where hockey fans are. I mean, that's the other part to all of this. If you're playing, you know, in 2,000-3,000 seat arenas, and you yourself could fill an 11,000 seat arena and have them hanging from the rafters, which one represents college hockey more? So I'm not doing this to get you in the middle of a controversy,
no.
But Bill, the conversations I'm having with people about, you know, this game tonight is why there. And there's a lot of conversation about that.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So, you know, the way these things operate is, you know, a committee that's right now in place, the hockey committee, the championship committee, they're not the ones that actually chose this place. So they're just they just have an opportunity to run the event here tonight. But I have a sneaky suspicion. I haven't really got a great answer at this point, but I'm going to surmise what my thought is. St. Louis is hosting the Frozen Four next year. And so not at this venue, but I have a sneaky suspicion that there were a play to at least get a regional here to get their feet wet before they have the Frozen Four next year. That's just my hunch.
Well, you live in that world, so I'll take your hunch. A lot of that makes sense. Can you hang with me, Bill, and I can talk to you about some
sure.
of your other programs too?
Absolutely.
Bill Chaves, athletic director for the University of North Dakota. Get a chance to visit with Bill Chaves, athletic director for the University of North Dakota. Bill, thanks for hanging with us. Want to talk a little bit about some of the other programs as well, not just hockey, but you signed Bubba Schwager to a little longer contract with that UND football team.
Yeah, you know, I think that's right. He had two seasons left, and we pushed it out to four seasons to the end of the 27 year. And I think that was the things, you know, you've got to do, you know, especially when you're in the recruiting process, Joel, and, you know, parents want to know, is there going to be stability within the head coaching ranks in the coaching ranks period? And so, you know, given what, you know, Bubba's been able to do, especially navigating, you know, going into a new league, the toughest league in the FCS and, you know, in making the playoffs for the last 5 years. Now, we probably haven't had the playoff success that we're looking for at this point. We want to make a deep run. We want to get to Frisco. Those are the things that we're looking to do. But with some new facilities on campus, we're excited about that. The football team and other programs will be moving into some new digs here over the course of this year in 24. So it's exciting. And, you know, I think stability is absolutely key. And we're excited about having Coach Schwager lead the program.
See, you said something in there that I don't think the average person thinks about, which is parents, because they are a big factor in where that son's going to get that scholarship or where they're going to play, parents like stability. And expand on that, Bill, because it does matter at that kitchen table.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think, you know, I think let's face it. I always joke, Joel, you know, and my staff has heard me say this all the time, is we're really all interim, right? I mean, we could all think we're permanent, but we're all interim.
Welcome to radio.
So yeah, can we start there? Can we start there? So at the end of the day, it's nice to have a contract, but it is nice when a parent, you know, can say, hey, you know, how far out is your contract go to? You know, and Bubba can say, yeah, well, I if all goes well, I'll be here through your son's career. And I think that's a big deal. Now, I think every sport is a little different. We, you know, and every program is a bit different, but we were just at a point in football where two out felt like we needed to get to four just so that we could have some good conversations with soon-to-be seniors coming into high school this year that are on campus. And those are important conversations. But I'll go back to it all, though. We're all interim, Joel. We're all interim.
That's a good way to put it. I get a chance to visit with Jack Michaels a lot. He calls your University of North Dakota women's basketball. And, it's not hard to keep up and track being the voice of UND athletics here in the East, to listen to a lot of that on our air, on our broadcasts. And Jack said he likes where these programs are going. He said, it's like anything. You got new faces, new kids, young ones. But he said he likes where these programs are going, Bill.
Yeah, I think we're trying to build the right foundation now. We are in a different time, and it's not a good or bad time. It's just a different time where there is a lot of movement. It feels like there's a lot of roster transition on a year-to-year basis, and you just have to embrace it. I mean, the opportunity for someone, if you wanted to go to a different radio station, you'll have contractual obligations. But at the end of the day, everyone in this country should have the opportunity to go do what they want to do. Now, having said all that, if we do the right things here and put in a good foundation with these programs, I sure hope they think there's not a better place to go to. And that's obviously what we're trying to do.
We were talking about citing of hockey earlier about the NCAA in the little bit of time I know that you have left to give me. That when you look at the NCAA as a whole and you look at the athletes, I mean, talking about paying athletes, talking about the easy transfer of athletes. Now, is the NCAA really changing to the point where we're not even going to recognize it in a couple of years?
That's a really good question. I think two things. If you look at it from, I don't think the games have ever been more popular. So that's interesting. I think we're talking a lot about inside baseball type stuff and how the operations of a organization runs. And I think every organization's got to change over time. And I think you're right. There might be just more local decisions, if that makes sense. Just think conferences might be making more decisions about how groups of school run their programs based on being in the same conference with each other. I just think the whole macro association, it's so hard to fit 360 schools like into the same peg.
Yeah.
It's just almost impossible.
Bill, I always love talking to you. We'll do it some more. Go win this thing tonight, okay?
Just by a goal. I'm not greedy.
Bill Chaves, athletic director for the University of North Dakota. You bet.